friends. You have now entered the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper, a podcast where we talk mostly about sports, but sometimes we mix in some other fun topics and conversations. So sit back and join us on this episode of the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
Have you started planning your summer vacations yet? Making that checklist of things you need to do before that vacation? Now let me ask you the next question. Are you confident your vehicle can handle that road trip that you're planning? If you hesitated, the answer is no. So here's what you do. Just visit Toyson Ford and check out their new and used inventory to upgrade that vehicle of yours. Or you can schedule an appointment with their service center to get your vehicle ready for that road trip. Make your vacations this summer more memorable with the help from Toyson Ford. Summer is a busy time. Holidays, vacations, get-togethers. Which also means you're going to need a lot of food. So you need a go-to place you can trust that has the widest selection of products. With the best prices and the best fuel saver program in the Chippewa Valley. That's Hy-Vee in Eau Claire. From their meat department, deli, bakery, and more, Hy-Vee has you covered for all those get-togethers and vacations for this summer. Plus, save more money for your vacations with their epic fuel savers program. Make it a memorable and epic summer with the help from Hy-Vee. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this new episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by our wonderful friends from Toyson Ford and Hy-Vee. We got Brandon here for another top five, kind of a different top five episode for this podcast. First, it's been a couple weeks since we've done a top five.
We've been busy. We've been busy, boys.
Exactly. So this one, we're doing five, but we're doing a little bit of a different route. It's we're drafting our top five starting pitchers to create that five-man rotation. A couple of notes on this, though, is that, one, it's got to be from pitchers from 1980 to current. So, you know, Walter Johnson, you know, those guys back in.
No Tungsten Armo Doyle here.
So we can't have repeats either.
No, it's just, like, if I pick Ruben Quevedo, Dan cannot pick Ruben Quevedo.
Are you just showing off with the name drops now?
I said, I posted, I want all the 2002 Brewers pitchers.
We'll see if that actually happens. Will he go a little
How much
strategery?
Does Dan like Glendon Rush?
So, to determine the draft order, Brandon, we are going old school. Best of three, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, I think I say flip a coin. Okay.
I don't have a coin. I don't care.
So is it 1, 2, 3, shoot?
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Okay, not 1, 2, 3. It's no, 1, 2, 3, shoot.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Gotcha.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Best of three.
Gotcha.
This is entertaining stuff on a podcast.
It is.
You can't see us doing rock, paper, scissors.
You can hear the noise, though.
Ready? One, two, three, shoot. Brandon won.
Rock over scissors.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Tied. Paper.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Ooh! Oh, down and dirty. Scissors beat paper, so we're...
This is it. Down and dirty.
Down and dirty. All right.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Ooh, tied it
up. Both rocks.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Yeah!
Ah, I went back to rock and he covered me with his paper.
Yeah!
I hope you all enjoyed that. Have a good night.
We're done. Yep. We're done for the day.
All right. So, Dan, so are we snaking it or is it 1, 2, 1, 2?
1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Yep.
Works for me.
All right. So, again, 1980s to current. Five-man rotation. We're not doing closers. We're doing starting pitchers.
Starting pitchers.
No relief pitchers or anything like that. So, with the number one pick in the 2023 starting pitcher all-time since 1980 draft, I am going to go with a player that I have grown to really appreciate his career as of late. And I think maybe at that time, maybe it was just me, but maybe some others didn't really realize how great he was, especially during his peak. Pedro Martinez.
Ooh.
I'm going Pedro Martinez for my first pick. So, obviously, I think I was really exposed to Pedro when he was with Boston during that time there. But you look at some of his numbers, I think, especially with the age of social media, when you start to see, like, you know, first time since Pedro did this or did, and then you look at it, it's like, dude was just lights out. So I'm going Pedro with my number one pick.
I'd be you're up. All right, my first pick, I'm going with a dude that threw nearly 5,000 innings during, you know, since 1980. a guy that actually succeeded in a couple different of those decades since then. I'm going Roger Clemens.
Okay.
The Rocket.
I was wondering if you were going to go Clemens or not. So, Roger Clemens.
I'm here to win. So we're going to have people vote on this or something?
We can. Look, I think we should. Who created the best starting rotation? Based off the draft. Okay, so good, because I'm actually writing them down.
Okay. Yeah.
Over here. So, okay, so I went Pedro, you got Roger. I got to go down my my rankings here now.
Your big board?
Yep. So this guy, again, I think the more that you look back at his career and just kind of appreciate, you know, what he did at that point in time, maybe didn't overwhelm you a whole lot. I'm going Greg Maddux. Going Maddux with my next picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not going to overpower you, but great defensive pitcher. How many freaking gold gloves does that
All
guy
of them.
Have?
But, I mean, like, when it comes to, like, what it takes to, like, mentally be a pitcher,
mm-hmm.
like, the pitching aspect of it, I'm not sure there's anyone better.
Right. So, that's why I went with Maddux.
All right.
Your second would be number two.
All right, my second pick, I'm going to go with the first lefty of the draft and go with Randy Johnson.
Dang it, I was hoping I was going to squeak him by.
I was hoping Greg Maddux was going to squeak by today, so.
Do we have a trade? that was really hoping I was going to get by. That's why I was curious of who your first pick was going to be.
I went back and forth a little bit between Clemens and, but yeah, tough to hit, tough if you're a bird. Randy Johnson.
That's... Dang it, that's who I had. I thought I could squeak by, but you...
I got you.
You got me. So, all right, this is going to be tough. I think this is going to be tough for a lot of people this thing, don't you? So, okay, I might go a little unorthodox in this one. This is like, I mean, if we're kind of doing it, this would be like your number three guy, right, in your rotation. But why not Nolan Ryan, number three? For me, long extended career, you know, played in the 60s and such, but you could say maybe his peak 70s-ish or 80s, but I mean, still, he was, NL ERA leader a couple times in the 80s and such, strikeout leader a few times in the later part of the 80s there. So for my third pitcher in my rotation, Nolan Ryan, I'm going to go with him.
All right.
You're up, number three.
All right, I'm going to go with the first pitcher that we've picked that's still active. I'm going to go Justin Verlander.
Okay. All right. Going Verlander. Why Verlander? Just longevity sort of thing, too?
I think, longevity. Longevity, strikeout, accolades. I mean, he's at this point, he's done it all.
Right.
In many ways, Justin Verlander is a hero to many.
Yes, and I know exactly what you're referring to.
And that's
to.
Not why I picked him, but when you're talking up his resume, it does not hurt.
Nope, it doesn't. So I'm going to go with my first lefty now, since you grabbed who my number one lefty was. He's also a current pitcher, Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers over there at number four. So that's my first lefty on here. Now, it's going to be interesting to see who you pick at number four here, because then we're down to our last pick.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm still kind of debating right now. I'm still kind of debating what to do in my head. But a lot might depend on who you pick. So, your number four pick.
This is a guy, and I'm going to take him here, because I thought I might be able to maybe sneak him through to five. But I'm going to go for it, because looking at, this is a guy I truly believe is incredibly underrated when it comes to pitchers. Mike Mussina.
Ooh.
Orioles.
Now, I want you to explain that a little. And then Yankees,
Yeah,
right?
Yankees, yep. Yes. Well, I'll tell you, full disclosure, the effort I put into making this, quote-unquote big board for this, is I went to Fangraphs and I looked at pitcher war from 1980 to now.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Mussina's fifth. Number one, Roger Clemens. Number two, Greg Maddux. Number three, Randy Johnson. Number four, Pedro Martinez.
All our guys we just slid.
Those are our top four picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that matches up. Mike Mussina's number five.
Interesting.
270 and 153s, pitched 3,500 innings, walked less than fewer than two batters per nine innings, which is next to Greg Maddux and one other person that has not been picked yet, that might be. that's the best amongst like top pitchers during that run. Like, while still striking out more than seven, was a bit of a pitch of contact kind of guy, but still, like, just in a workhorse. Like, you know, people think of him with the Yankees, but like, I don't know if he was ever like a number one on a team. I mean, probably with the Orioles, but like, I just feel like kind of overlooked. Pitched 536 games, all starts. That's up there with, you know, a lot of the top guys. I just think Mike Messina is a bit underrated. Now, if this gets open to a vote, that might hurt me a little bit.
That's what I was kind of curious about.
Because, because that's another part of this, too. So, but
it's a PR type of thing at this point.
That's why, honestly, I think Nolan Ryan's really going to help you.
Yeah.
Because during, if we're going by that list I made, Nolan Ryan was 17th in WAR.
Right.
But, again, also did a ton of his heavy lifting, all-time, obviously all-timer pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's... So that's all right.
Well, I will. This is what might hurt me now, though, too, because I'm going back and forth between two guys. One, who's a current pitcher yet. Two, who is not. He pitched in the 80s, but you can maybe make the case, was he at his peak in the 80s, or was he kind of done at that point? If you kind of catch where, and he didn't play the full, you know, from he was done in 86. So we're basing this just off of from 1980 to current, right? 1980. So you can't factor in the 70s. Can't factor in the 60s.
Right, right.
So I'm really struggling. Okay. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go Max Scherzer for my pick.
All right.
I'll tell you the guy who I was really debating about, though, was Seaver. Tom Seaver.
That's what I thought when you were explaining it. And, like, yeah. Like, and, then again, this is one where the time frame, I think, hurts Tom Seaver. Because otherwise, Tom Seaver is an all-timer. Like,
right.
He could be, you know, you could make, he could have him be there, and I wouldn't argue at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like,
if we said 1970 to on, Tom Seaver would have been picked.
Yep.
Tom Seaver would have been absolutely
picked. And
Nolan
Ryan would have probably been a top pick.
Right. Yep. So, I was going back and forth on that, but the fact that we're doing it from 1980. His career was done in 86. I think he was an all-star in just one of those years in the 80s, if I remember right I got it up right here. Yeah, he was only an all-star once, and that was 1981. So it was tough. There's another guy I kind of wish I would have maybe picked on here, and I think I know who you're going to go with. Can I guess it and see if I'm right? No, I won't. I don't want to ruin it in case it's not that guy, but... There's another guy.
This is... I'm not going to do it, and I'll explain my thought process why I'm not going to do it. My last pick, I'm going to pick John Smoltz.
Okay. That's not who I thought you were going to
do. I know. I'm going to... The guy you're thinking of might be the guy I was thinking of, but...
Can I say it?
I'm going to go John Smoltz. He started and relieved.
Yep.
But based strictly on his starting his starting stats, he was 10th in WAR in that stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually picked, I believe, 8 of the top 10.
Okay.
The other guy I was thinking, go ahead and guess.
Halliday?
No, Halliday. Although I'm a big Roy Halliday guy.
Okay.
Like, I thought about, he was 15th. The guy I was pondering, and if this was just a straight up no vote thing, I might have, Curt Schilling.
Okay.
Because I think very highly of Curt Schilling as a pitcher and his career.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with Curt Schilling, though, there's other things that you may not agree with, whatever. And with this being a bit of a popularity contest, I didn't want to go down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know, so that's why. And look, John Smoltz, not a bad fallback.
No, not at all. I mean, you're talking like your fifth starter in that rotation is John Smoltz.
Close to 5,000 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Another workhorse. I mean,
would you say he's the most successful starter to closer of all time? And a lot of it due to injury too. He had a transition.
Yeah,
maybe.
Was Eckersley a starter?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I mean, I don't know if Eckersley was ever at. Was I have to look and see if he was at that level?
Right. Of Smoltz as a starter,
correct? Because Smoltz was
too.
Yeah, was a great starter. Then became a reliever. And was a great reliever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go John Smoltz.
Okay.
And now, for reference, though, I will say the two pitchers in the top 10 that we did not draft as far as WAR since 1980, Curt Schilling was number 6. Another guy that I think is very underrated, and I don't know if I would have picked him, but I'm honestly not sure how many people actually would be able to say much about him. Kevin Brown.
Oh, Marlins.
Marlins, Dodgers.
Yep. Is Kevin Brown in the Hall of Fame? He's not in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
No.
Scherzer was 11. Other guys in the top 20 that we did not pick. Andy Pettit, number 12.
Okay.
Tom Glavine, number 13. CeCe Sabathia, number 14. Roy Halladay, 15. Zach Greinke, 16. Dwight Gooden, 18. David Cohn, 19. Chuck Finley, 20.
So how about this? Since you got that list up.
Yep.
I'm going to put this as part of our voting, too. We can use the war reference on this if we want to. So where was Pedro?
Pedro was number 4.
Okay. Maddox.
2.
Nolan Ryan.
17.
Kershaw.
9.
Scherzer, you said, was 11?
11.
Okay. Clemens.
1.
Randy Johnson.
3.
Verlander.
7.
Mussina.
5.
Smoltz.
10.
You went all top 10. Yep.
And again, this is, I mean, if you just want to put like their career numbers or something, that's fine because war is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Different, you know, stat people have different interpretations of war.
I think everybody's got their own. Like I said this a lot lately. One of my favorite statistics in any team sport is run differentials.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why, but I feel like run differentials is a great number to look at, whether it's baseball, basketball, we talk about it like a lot. Football, you can go points for, points against,
yes,
sort of thing. I like the point, but it's like war. You know, a lot of people like that statistic.
Yeah.
It's a great one. It's one of my favorite ones, too.
Like Pedro Martinez, the thing, too, with Pedro Martinez, you can make the case that he was incredibly efficient because of all those pitchers, of all the pitchers in the top eight, he by far has the fewest innings pitched at 2,700, but he's still fourth. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's got, you know, he's averaging more than 10 strikeouts per game, 2.3 walks, like, kept the ball in the ballpark. Like, his, you know, he's the only one of that top group that's got an ERA under 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his advanced numbers are really smart, like, are really good, too. Like, his efficiency, I think, is the best of the group. It's just that, you know, the others have more volume.
I almost feel like, and I could be completely wrong on this, but that 2004 Red Sox team, you don't hear a lot about Pedro with that team.
Right.
It's
Schilling
with the bloody sock. It's Manny. It's Ortiz.
It's maybe like a Derek Lowe.
Right.
Because he was kind of like, you know, that gritty guy for them. Tim Wakefield.
Wakefield with a knuckleball, you know. And then, they also had Pedro Martinez on there. And it was just something, the last couple years, I don't know what, but there was like numbers being floated out there. And I think a lot of it was with Corbin Burns maybe last year.
Yeah, because he had done some things that only
Pedro was.
Right.
You know, was it like the walks one probably, because he doesn't, like Pedro never walked anybody.
Right.
You know, at that point. So, that's kind of, I thought I'd go, I didn't think I'd have two current ones, to be honest with you. Again, I was a big Randy Johnson fan, so I'm a little upset you got him, just saying.
That was one where I kind of thought, I thought you might go that direction.
I figured you'd be a Maddox guy, and so that's why I picked him second, to steal him away from you.
I went back and forth with him and Clemens, but...
So let me ask you this. If I would have picked Randy Johnson second instead of Maddox, who would your second pick have been? Would it have been Maddox?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, those two would have went in that round. It's just a matter of what the order was.
Okay. So we got that figured. Either way, it wouldn't have worked out where, you know, one of us would have gotten both on there, so... All right, well, interesting. So to recap it, Brandon's team, Roger Clemens, Randy Johnson, Justin Verlander, Mike Mussina, and John Smoltz. My team, Pedro Martinez, Greg Maddox, Nolan Ryan, Clayton Kershaw, and Max Scherzer. So those are the fives up there, too. So interesting.
We can do this a little bit more. This is fun.
Yeah.
We can just find, like, certain time frames and...
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do like the all-time starting five, but draft it.
You know what we could do?
Yes, Brian.
And I have to figure out how to kind of look it up stat-wise. We especially being me and you, we need to draft our all-time starting five 90s NBA.
Oh, boy. Yep. And you can't have repeats.
No. So it would be like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know who's going number one. It's just a matter of who wins the rock, paper, scissors.
And then
the right to get that left shrimp.
The best one might be who's the second overall pick.
That's...
Do you go with one of the... Because it was the big man era?
I think I know what mine would be. I think I know who's my. I think I know who I would pick.
I'll be honest. I don't know what center I would pick. I know what center I would want, but I don't know what center I would pick.
Yep.
And I might have tipped it.
Yep. But
that way, but because would you say the '90s was like the big man era? Kind of, sort of. I mean, you had end of Duncan in 97. You had Olajuwon. You had Shaq. You had Robinson. Ewing and Mourning.
Yeah,
and,
no, there's a lot of good ones.
Man.
I think this has got to be our next one.
Let's do it for next week?
Yeah, for next week. Let's do it.
We're hyping it up right now.
We're already hyping it up. So 90s starting NBA.
This one I'm really going to take serious now.
And this one's going to be it's going to be a little bit harder for me to, like, and it's a little bit different because there's position versatility in there too. Here we're just picking starters. Like,
I feel like '90s was more position based, whereas now the NBA is
positionless. Yep.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Because you got to, so we're going to do straight up center, power forward, small forward, shooting guard, point guard.
Like, you know, we're not going to be like, oh, I've got.
Don't pick Stockton and Gary Payton.
Right.
You know, you're not going to have 2 point guards in the backcourt.
Right. Right.
That sort of thing.
Right. We're going to have to. Yep.
You're not going to pick Karl Malone as your small forward because you have Charles Barkley or something, versa.
Like, we trust each other to not abuse the process.
Yeah. Or Shaq and Olajuwon in your front court.
And I'm running the 2-3 zone.
That would. So we all know who's going to be number one. It would be the. That's going to be the very important. Rock,
yes, because paper, I think we're both in agreement.
Yes.
Steve Kerr.
Yes.
To the winner.
Yes. Please, somebody pick Detlef Schrempf. Gosh. He was like the first Peja Stojakovic, right? Small forward,
kind of, yeah.
Corner in the wing sort of thing. He was a poor man's Chris Mullin. Right? Detlef Schrempf, poor man's Chris Mullin? Would you
yes.
agree with that? Okay. Stop texting.
It's about the Casper Classic.
Oh, okay. So, business. All right. That was fun. So next week we're going to do the 90s hoops drafting our starting lineup. We can't have repeat picks. The number one pick will be decided by rock, paper, scissors. Unless Brandon accepts this challenge.
I would say, or otherwise, unless someone else suggests a better way.
I have another way. If you accept the challenge.
What is it?
Gotta put the hat on here first. Turn it around and do a little over the top.
Arm wrestling?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not doing that with you.
Why? You're giving me praise with that comment. I'm not very strong.
I wanted to do a little over the top.
Okay,
reference,
which works out great on podcast.
Right. Yeah, I put a hat on and turned it around to do the old hawk. Get in the zone sort of thing.
But yeah, I'll do prop, paper, scissors again unless we got a listener that has a better suggestion.
Flipping a coin is not a better suggestion.
No, it's not.
So.
Like, we want something that's like sort of competitive.
Mm-hmm. And you got to use your mind. I think we're.
I went back to back on rock and you got me.
You're going to be thinking about that for a while. You're going to be thinking about strategy for rock, paper, scissors for this upcoming
one. I'm going to be Googling what's a good rock, paper, scissors strategy, and it's going to be like, just pick one.
Just ask a chat, GPT, CPT, whatever that artificial intelligence is.
Maybe we should ask them. Who should pick first?
Yeah, right. Oh, no. We don't need to get into that.
No, we can find a better way.
All right, B. That was fun. Can't wait till next week, bud. That's going to do it for this episode of the Man Cave Podcast. Big thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Man Cave Podcast. A couple of quick reminders for you. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the Man Cave Podcast on your favorite podcasting platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can leave us a voice message, whether it's a comment, analysis, or a question for a question and answer segment. Just get that link in the podcast description. Also, don't forget to rate and review the podcast if you haven't done so already. This helps other people find the Man Cave Podcast. And be a friend and tell a friend about the Man Cave Podcast. Until the next episode, I'm Dan Casper, and thank you for listening to the Man Cave Podcast.